practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast on this first Sunday of 2025, January the 5th. It's hard to believe that we are into a new year already, but we are. And I'll tell you what, it's a great thing to be able to begin this year, this Sunday, with a brand new Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we prepare our hearts to worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And by the way, since this is the first Sunday of the new year, maybe you can make a resolution to go back to church today. A lot of people over the past years have sort of gotten away from church. Well, why don't you begin the new year by going to church? That would be a great idea, I think, don't you? Well, at least I pass it on to you. Today we begin the program with a song entitled Our Great Savior.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, love.
What a strength in weakness, let me hide myself in Him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, He, my strength, my victory wins. With me to the end.
What a tremendous thing it is to consider as we go into the new year, that for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that no matter what it is we face, Jesus Christ is with us to the end. When is the end? Well, that end is either when the rapture comes and takes us home to be with Him in heaven, or when we, of course, die, and we never know when that's going to be because the Bible tells us it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. But it is true that no matter what it is we face in life, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. You take a look at Psalm 23, at the very last verse of Psalm 23, which is verse 6, says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." How we can thank the Lord for the fact that Jesus Christ is with us, not only to the end of our life on earth, but throughout all of eternity. What a great Savior He is. Well, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and this is the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this is the first broadcast of the new year. And I would encourage you to make a resolution to go to church today. As I mentioned at the very beginning of the program today, over the last few years, people have stopped going to church, and particularly since COVID-19. Many people stopped attending church and have not yet even darken the door of a local church somewhere. I would encourage you to begin the new year by going to church. And if you live here in the central Pennsylvania area, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And we would invite you to come on out and be involved. This particular week is a very special week for us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. It is our annual week of prayer, and it goes right through to Friday. And tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, we will be gathered here at the church for a special time of prayer ministry as we anticipate the new year. And, of course, this is open to our entire congregation, but it's open to you as well if you'd like to come out and hear a little devotional meditation on prayer and then spend time in prayer. We would encourage you to come on out and be with us. That will be tonight at 6 o'clock and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock, our annual week of prayer. I believe that this is the most important week of our ministry here at Faith Baptist, and I invite you to come on out and be a part of it. If we can never serve you, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894, or you can write to us, and that address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, or you can call us at 814-944-2894. We would love to hear from you if we can serve you spiritually. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, I want to thank you for your faithfulness to us in 2024. And now as we go into 2025, I know we can depend upon you to be faithful to us as well. Your word tells us that you are the faithful God and that your faithfulness is renewed unto us every moment of every day of our lives. And so as we thank you for your faithfulness to us in 2024, in anticipation to the way that you work in our lives in 2025, I thank you for the way that you'll be faithful to us then as well. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to do this radio broadcast every Sunday morning at the same time on this radio station. And I pray that you'll take the program and use it today for your honor and glory, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's listen to an organ and a piano duet with the song Face to Face. And it's true that in 2025, we may see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Here's that great old hymn of the faith.
Thank you.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14, which is a good text to take into consideration as the old year is behind us and the new year is before us. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, is where the Word of God says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And now before I deliver a brief message entitled Biblical Challenges for the New Year, let's listen to the song entitled Redemption Draweth Nigh. That reminds us that this could be the year that we see the Lord Jesus Christ. Redemption draweth nigh. And it is true that the Lord Jesus Christ could return in 2025. You know, down through the years, there have been those who have tried to set the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was coming back. The fact of the matter is, we do not know, but it could happen at any moment. From the prophetic perspective, there is not one thing yet that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture takes place. It could even take place before the end of this broadcast. And so therefore, it's important, number one, that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, so that when the rapture does happen, you'll go to be with the Lord in heaven. And secondly, that as a Christian, you're living for the Lord, so that when the rapture happens, you'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, this is the time of the year when many people make resolutions. And I've never been one to make New Year's resolutions. Perhaps some of you have down through the years. And the fact of the matter is, most New Year's resolutions don't last much longer than a week or two. But yet, as we go into the new year, it's a good thing for us to take a look at our lives, particularly from the spiritual perspective, and make some evaluations. And what I want to do today is to give four challenges as we face the new year, particularly if you know Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now simply to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and then be saved. And if you call upon His name and say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," He will save you. That's the promise of Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. But as a Christian, here are some biblical challenges for the new year. Number one, spend time in God's Word. Do you spend time in God's Word on a regular basis? Many Christians do, but many Christians do not. And yet, the Word of God is our spiritual food, and we should spend time in the Bible, because the Bible is God's message to us. Think of this. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God," that is the Christian, "may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." You see, it's the Word of God that furnishes us to have the good works that we need to live for the Lord and to please Him. If we are not in the Word of God, we don't know how to live to please the Lord. But when we are in the Word of God, then we know what God expects of us, and we know how to live to bring honor and glory to His name. I also think of that great passage of Scripture back in Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, where Jeremiah said this, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Jeremiah was talking about the fact that he had spent time in God's Word. He received God's Word, as it were, and that brought great joy and rejoicing to his heart. It is true that as we are in the Word of God, we get to understand who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, and we learn that when we obey the teaching of the Word of God, it does bring joy and rejoicing to our hearts. And so as we go into a new year, challenge number one is spend more time in the Word of God. Challenge number two is spend time in prayer. You see, when we are in the Word of God, then God speaks to us. When we spend time in prayer, we speak to God. And what I find down through the years, or have found down through the years, that there are many Christians who do not spend much time in prayer at all. And yet prayer should be something that should be a very big part of our life. You know, back in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, God said to Jeremiah, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Stop to think about it for a moment. Prayer is God's idea. It's not something that mankind came up with. It's God's gift to us. And there in Jeremiah 33, 3, God said to Jeremiah, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not." We are going into a new year. We will be facing situations that we can't even imagine at this particular point, just now 5 days into 2025. And every day, as we spend time in God's Word and then talk to God in prayer, we are able to be strengthened and guided to face the circumstances in life that come our way. When we are in the Word of God, God is speaking to us. And when we spend time with God in prayer, we are speaking to God. And God will answer us. And then through His Word and through the leading of His Holy Spirit, He will show us what He would have us to do. He will show us great and mighty things that we will know not if we don't spend time in God's Word and in prayer. So as we go into this new year, number one, spend time in God's Word. Number two, spend time in prayer. Both of those will draw you closer to the Lord. Number three, spend time in church. That's right, spend time in church. I've already emphasized a couple of times today that since the COVID, many people have gotten away from attending church. And of course, we know that even before the COVID, church attendance has been on the downward slope for many, many years. And yet it is something that we as Christians should be involved with. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." What is that telling us? It is telling us that as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be spending time together, assembling together with others in and through the local church, that we might encourage each other, that we might strengthen each other, that we might build each other up in the things of the Lord. What about you? Are you planning on going to church today? Have you forsaken the church in the past year or two? Why don't you begin this year by going to church? It's interesting to note that when the church was first formed back in the Gospel of Acts, that in Acts chapter 2 and verse 46, it tells us there that they gathered together at the temple every day. Yes, they went to church daily, and because of that, they were able to build each other up in the faith. I would encourage you to begin this year by going to church. Go to church today. This is the first Sunday of the new year. Go to church, and if you are a regular church attender, don't forsake the church as we go into the new year. Make it very much a part of your life. So, in facing the new year, spend time in God's Word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in church. And then finally, just for our discussion today, spend time advancing the gospel. You know, what the world needs today is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel is that which changes people's lives. And in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, the Lord Jesus Christ gives what we refer to as the Great Commission when he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Preach the gospel to every creature. Those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior can rejoice over the fact that you've applied the gospel to your life. You're saved, you're born again, and you are on your way to heaven. And yet there are many people in your circle who know nothing about the gospel. They may be friends, they may be loved ones, they may be work associates, they may be those that you go to school with. As we go into this new year, why don't you make a determination that you're going to do more than ever in sharing the gospel with others, that they might too come to understand the good news of the love of God, and that through faith in Him they can have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Yes, the new year is upon us. We don't know what this year is going to bring. We could be in heaven next year this time. We don't know. But as we face the new year, spend time in God's Word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in church. Spend time proclaiming the gospel, advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And watch how God will bless and use you. Thank you so very much for being with us on the program today. I trust that you will go to church today and that you will serve the Lord in 2025. But until I greet you once again by way of radio next Sunday morning, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, let's not forget that the best is yet to come. God bless you, my dear friends.
Our website, www.fbcltuna.org. That's www.fbcltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.